You're listening to RadioSaintPete.com.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's number one Beatles specialty show
with Tampa Bay's number one Beatles expert, Dr. Chuck Stevens.
The Beatles yesterday and today.
Now here's your host, Dr. Chuck Stevens.
All right, we're going to start hour two out with the number one position songs that the Beatles had. This one's called Penny Lane, and it reached number one in the U.S. for 1 week on the 18th of March, 1967.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go, stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children laughing him behind his back. And the banker never wears a Mac in the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies I sit and meanwhile back in Penny Lane there is a fireman with an hourglass. And in his pocket is a portrait of the Queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine.
It's very clean.
Poppies from a tray, and though she feels as if she's in a play, she is anyway. In Penny Lane, the barber shaves another customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a trim, and then the fireman rushes in from the pouring rain. Very strange, Penny Lane.
Yesterday and today, Penny Lane, number one in March of 1967. Next one up is All You Need Is Love, and it's recorded and released in the UK on the 7th of July, 1967, and in the US on 17 July. It reached number one in the UK for 3 weeks on the 19th of July in 67, and for the US, it only hit 1 week on the 19th of August. Now, All You Need Is Love was released in the UK on the 7th of July in 1967 and released in the United States on 17 July 1967. It reached number one in the UK for 3 weeks on July 19th and in the US for 1 week on August 1967. Now, what I'm going to do is play the actual TV broadcast of this that went around the world. The Beatles were trying to show you and tell people that all you need is love. And boy, do we need that now with all the craziness that's going on out there. And yeah, I just don't even want to get into that. Famous guests who appeared on this were Mick Jagger and Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, Keith Moon of The Who, Graham Nash of the Hollies, Mike McGarrett, which is Paul McCartney's brother, and Gary Walker of the Walker Brothers. And you're going to go, oh, the Walker Brothers. Who are the Walker Brothers? They had one hit record called The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. This is the Beatles. All You Need Is Love. This is the live TV broadcast.
Love is all you need.
This is Steve Race in the Beatles recording studio in London, where the latest Beatle record is at this moment being built up. Not just a single performance, but a whole montage of performances. With some friends in to help the atmosphere, this is quite an occasion.
With Mick Jagger, Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, Keith Moon, and Graham Nash of the Hollies, Mike McGeer, Paul McCartney's brother, and Gary Walker of the Walker Brothers. Love Is All You Need, number one in August of 1967. All right, this is the Beatles, Yesterday and Today. Next song up is Hello Goodbye, number one for 3 weeks in December of 1967.
You're listening to the Beatles. news yesterday and today with Dr. Chuck Stevens.
Yesterday and today, hello, goodbye, number one on the 6th of December, 1967, for 3 weeks. I'm Dr. Chuck Stevens. Thank you so much for listening this morning, now, well, this afternoon, wherever you're listening in the world. We are worldwide now. Next one up, Lady Madonna, released in the UK on the 15th of March, 1968, and in the U.S. on the 18th of March, in 1968. It reached the number one position in the UK for 2 weeks. On March 27th, 1968, and number one in the U.S. in April of 1968 for 4 weeks. This is Lady Madonna on the Beatles, Yesterday and Today, number one editions.
Sunday morning creep.
Number one in the UK for 2 weeks and number one in the United States for 4 weeks, I believe I said. March 19 is 68, Lady Madonna. The Beatles yesterday and today. Now we get up to the later years of the Beatles, and this is Get Back. And it was released in the UK on the 11th of April, 1969, and in the United States on the 5th of May, 1969 also. Reached number one in the UK for 6 weeks on 23 April, and in the U.S. for 5 weeks on 24 May. This is Get Back with Billy Preston on keyboards, by the way, on the Beatles Yesterday and Today. Yesterday and today, Get Back with Billy Preston. Next up on the Beatles number one editions, The Ballad of John and Yoko, released in the UK on 30th of May 1969 and in the US on the 4th of June 1969. It reached number one in the UK for 3 weeks and number one in the US for 5 weeks in June of 1969. This is The Ballad of John and Yoko. the Beatles yesterday and today. I'm Dr. Chuck Stevens. Thank you so much for listening. Next one up is Something on the number one hits, and it was released in October of 1969. Number one in the U.S. for 2 weeks, and number one in the U.K. for 1 week. And it was also one of the first ones that was included on Abbey Road when they were recording that album in 1969. This is Something by the Beatles. Number one in November 1969, that is Something. Coming up to Come Together, it was released in the United States in 1969, October, and it was the B-side of the song that I just played for you, so it was a double-sided hit. Now, the Beach Boys had a lot of double-sided hits. Jan and Dean had a couple, and a lot of other artists had a couple double-sided hits, and the Beatles did, too. This is Come Together, and it was number one back in 1969, right here on the Beatles Yesterday and Today.
Yeah. over me.
Yesterday and Today Come Together. I'm Dr. Chuck Stevens. That was number one in November of 1969. Boy, we're getting to the end, but they sure did have a lot of them. 28, I do believe. Next one up is Let It Be, released in 1970 in the UK in March, and also in March in the United States. It reached number one in the US for 2 weeks on April 11th, 1970.
In times of trouble, one man comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my outer darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom.
Number one in the United States for 2 weeks in April 1970. That's Let It Be. Well, we've come to the last one here of the Beatles' number one hits in America. This is called The Long and Winding Road. The Long and Winding Road happened to be like a swan song. It was released in the United States on the 11th of May in 1970, where it reached number one for 2 weeks on 13 June 1970.
The Long and Winding Road. Disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy.
Yesterday and today, Dr. Chuck Stevens, and that's it for the Beatles number one. Hope you liked it. And that came in from Dave and Marianne out there in the middle of, I'd say it was Columbus, Ohio, in that area. And that came in off the request lines out there on Facebook. So if you got to have something played or if you got to hear something, all you got to do is jump on the Facebook page, The Beatles Yesterday and Today Radio, and make sure you like it. Make sure you tell me what you want to hear. Here come the solo shots.
Tampa Bay's number one specialty show with Tampa Bay's original Beatles expert. All the others are just imitations. The Beatles Yesterday and Today.
We're going to start out the solo shots with Paul McCartney coming up.
Yeah.
The Beatles yesterday and today, the solo shots, What Is Life, George Harrison. As we continue on.
Thank you very much.
This is Ringo Starr, only you, and you alone.
My one and only you.
The Beatles Yesterday and Today. I'm Dr. Chuck Stevens. Thank you so, so much for listening. And I've got a little bit of time before we have to go to other programming here on RadioZaneBeat.com. First of all, don't forget my other show, The Beatles Yesterday and Today, is not just the only show I do. I do another one called Dr. Chuck Stevens Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party every Saturday night at 6 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Check that one out. We have a lot of fun. We do a lot of different kinds of songs, not the same 20 songs, or we're not going to play Billy Joel at 10 minutes before the hour every hour. It seems like that's all they do around this area. But I will be playing a lot of obscure stuff on there. And we also have the Beatles Yesterday and Today every Sunday. Please tell your friends about it. And I'm really glad to be back on the air. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, your voice doesn't sound the same. Well, I'm experiencing some throat issues. We don't quite know the outcome of it yet, but, you know, I'm getting up there in years. The old doctor, he's getting up there in years. And things like that happen. So we'll get it all taken care of. There may be a week or two where you hear the best of the Beatles Yesterday and Today, or may have some friends come in and help out for that. But we'll get it all together, okay? How about one more studio outtake? When I was with the Beach Boys for so long, I used to hear Mike Love always say that he was at the breakfast table. McCartney came downstairs, and he was writing the song Back in the USSR in Rishikesh, India. Well, here's a demo version probably recorded over there. It's just a little bit. It's not the whole thing.
Beach Bay OAC, didn't get to bed last night. On the way to paperback was on my knee. Man, I had an awful flight. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR. Been away so long I hardly knew the place. Gee, it's good to be back home. Leave it till tomorrow to unpack my case. Funny, disconnect the phone. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the US, back in the US, back in the USSR.
Well, the Ukraine girls really knocked me out. They leave the West behind. So girl, make me sing and shout. The joke is always on my mind.
There's a little studio outtake of Back in the USSR. Well, gang, thanks for listening. That's going to do it for me. That's gonna do it for me, Dr. Chuck Stevens.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
Remember, gang, like I always say, it's awful nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Fight for what you believe in. Don't ever, ever let anybody tell you no. You have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
StPete.com.
Radio St. Pete, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Tampa Bay, Florida, USA.